Hey, thanks for being a part of News Talk STL and this special podcast exclusive content. Mike Ferguson here from The Morning Show every Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 9 o'clock. Joined now by Phil Menendez, running for the Board of Aldermen in the city of St. Louis. And Phil, obviously what happens in the city of St. Louis affects the entire region. So your candidacy really does have an influence outside of the city as well. That's how important a lot of these races are. Coming up here pretty quick, you know, obviously have the primaries in the by April, we're going to know who the Board of Aldermen is. I want to start before we get into some of the specific, you know, policy stuff. Your background is unique and it's important because, as we're going to talk about in a minute here, crime, safety, you know, law enforcement, that's the biggest thing on people's minds in St. Louis. You understand this at a very intimate level. Tell me about your history with public safety in St. Louis, because I think that's going to give people an understanding of the perspective you've got on this, because not to be trite, but you've been there and done that.
Yes, sir. So I went to Bishop DeBerg High School, and my junior year, I took an elective called You and the Law. And during that, there's two police officers came to our classroom. They had the crisp uniform on. They're from a different district, a busier district than District 2 at the time. And after they got done speaking with us, it really, they grabbed my attention, and I knew that that's what I wanted to do from that day on. So after I graduated high school, I then became a 911 dispatcher, and I did that till I turned 20, where I was later put into the police academy, and I graduated and spent a little over 23 years as a police officer, my last six being a sergeant.
And then in that time, you weren't working at the desk. You were out on the streets of St. Louis, and you were in some of the more challenged areas, as I understand it.
I was, and that was the best thing. I mean, I love the neighborhoods I worked, that became my neighborhood, that became my community. Back then, we actually walked the beat. We got to know the people in the neighborhood. We knew who lived there, who didn't. And at that time, block captains were just becoming big, and if that was our beat, I would be attending all the neighborhood meetings. And they're actually in people's basements before they're in auditoriums. So they would call me, and I would go there on duty, off duty, and we were able to solve problems. The neighborhoods I were in, they were so bad that City Hall gave up on them at the time in the 90s. The parks were just stuff was broken in the park. The kids couldn't play in the park. People were taking dump loads of trucks from construction sites, dropping it off in the vacant lots, in the alleys. Banning cars all over. The abandoned buildings were unboarded. The kids were going in there. So what we did, I sat down with the community, the leaders of them, and we spoke, and they gave me their priorities, what they want done. So I contacted City Hall, and I cut through all the red tape, and we cleaned up the neighborhood. We also fought the crime. We took the bad guys off the street, but more so we were community engaged, where I was able to speak with everyone and call City Hall and make sure the parks were cleaned up. They were opened up. Trying to get the kids off the street. We were able to board up the abandoned buildings, get the grass cut. We towed the autos, and then we got everything else. We had the refuse department come and clean up the alleys.
So if you're elected, if candidate Menendez becomes Alderman Menendez, what parts of that approach do you bring to the job in City Hall? Because a lot of those basic services you're talking about, those are still problems in St. Louis City. So how do you approach those with that background?
Everything that I've done on the streets for 23 years, engaged in those communities, I will bring with me. That's the expertise that I bring to the table, that I can see through the smoke and mirrors. When city's telling you one thing, I can see right through it, even with the police department. And it's communicating. It's calling those other departments, seeing, you know, letting them know the problems that we're having. If they can't solve them because City Hall is not taking care of their problems, then I could relate that, go back to the least the constituents and let them know what's going on. And then I can work with those other city agencies and try to help them get the solutions they need so they could help us in Ward 2, but it also helps 1, 3, Ward 4, Ward 5. And at that time, we could be on a better direction.
When it comes to the police itself, obviously, you know, you've got so much personal experience with it. What does City Hall need to rethink and do differently when it comes to equipping the police department to handle this rise in violent crime, you know, whether it's youth or adults? I mean, we've got problems all over the city. What needs to change in how the city leadership deals with the police department?
Our city leaders need to stand behind our police. And with them standing up and standing behind the police, it also shows that they care about our neighborhoods and they're helping the neighborhoods out. when there's not one of our leaders yet have called out Kim Gardner in her office. There's not one that had called out any of the judges or any of the attorneys. It's the police do their job. Everyone's mad and say that the police are not doing their job because they're let back out. Well, you can only do so much on the level on the front line on locking them up, putting handcuffs on them. And that's what the police could aggravate it, that because time they get to the jailhouse, they're already let back out. What we're asking in our ward, we're just asking, we're not saying take police away from other districts and bring them to us. What I'm asking for, we're a lot of police officers in District 2 and District 1 in my two war or areas. It's two different districts. Let us keep the police that you gave us. Don't take them on Sundays and put them, if we have only three officers and we should have probably six, or taking two of those officers and putting them on a cruising detail downtown. Then after the cruising detail is finished, they'll let them go up North St. Louis. Well, we need them where we're at, because as soon as cruising detail's over, they've been going to different locations in our ward, like Hampton Village, 75 cars. Well, we got one officer now. They can't control that. And then the crime is violent, and they all have guns, and are driving in and out of our ward, just wreaking havoc, and there's no police down there.
Yeah, and the staffing is obviously a massive issue of this. Mayor Tashara Jones says, we don't need more police officers. We need more social workers, mental health workers, things like that. I personally don't understand why it has to be either or. I mean, I think it's fine to talk about adding other resources, but the attrition in the police department itself is one of those things that's making it easy, you know, for those who don't like police to get rid of officers, because officers are getting, you know, lured away to smaller cities with better pay and better conditions.
Right. And again, the smoke and mirrors there is that she's not doing anything proactive to get police to stay. She's not doing anything proactive to bring police here. You can't have academy classes and call it successful if it's only 12 to 15 people. It's just not going to work. Like, for instance, our dispatchers. People call 911. All of our leaders know that it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. And I don't even tell them people who have been carjacked or had a gun in their face to leave downtown and go back to Illinois, report it later. But everyone's getting on the dispatchers. A lot of times there's only three dispatchers or 911 evaluators answering all the calls. And I know people are saying, hey, why call the non-emergency number? That's great, but it's the same three people that are answering the calls. They're allotted to have 84. When I was there, I think it was 105 dispatchers. Well, since they haven't used, they've only had up to 44 in so many years. When it went to City Hall, they cut it and say, you know what, you don't need 84 because you've already been working 44. Well, they're down in the 30s, and that's why they're still not getting the help. And it's doing it with all these other agencies, too, with these different tax districts. And once they cut the resources and they don't have to cut the grass anymore because we're paying private grass people, we're paying private trash people, you know, everyone's running as alderman is like, I'm going to take care of this problem. I'm going to do better for you. How are you doing better if you're not even holding our own departments that we're paying general taxes accountable or getting them help so they got the tools to come out and help us? Because even a refuse department in the forestry, there's parks that are calling and all these private companies, they're cherry picking all our best employees. They're giving them double. Our dispatchers, all these municipalities are calling them, say, we're going to start you off. It's saying with the police officers on what you're currently getting paid. And they're leaving us to go work there. It used to be a pride thing to work for St. Louis City. We never made a lot of money, okay, but it was pride. We were the richest people out there in the world just to patrol the streets of St. Louis. They're leaving now, yes, money is important, especially because everything's going up. But at the end of the day, they know they're going to get shot at, you know, fights, everything negative with the public. But when they go back to the station house and it's City Hall and their own commander's doing it to them, they're done. They're tired. They're like, we're leaving. So people need to realize it's the leaders that we're keeping in there that's causing the problems that are happening on our streets today.
We are visiting with Phil Menendez, who's running for Ward 2, City Board of Aldermen in St. Louis City. I want to get to your business experience because there's a reason I want to talk about that regarding how to attract businesses and bring more jobs into St. Louis City as well in just a minute. But you mentioned some of those basic city services, trash, you know, parks, things like that. A lot of news about trash not getting picked up. I mean, just unhygienic, unsafe conditions. What's the problem? Where's the problem with that? And if you're on the Board of Aldermen, how do you lead the city towards fixing something like that? I mean, this is just basic stuff, man. I mean, it's just not getting done.
It is, and it could be common stuff. We just need to sit at the table and see with those leaders. Right now, those city employees, they don't have anyone to talk for them. There's no one listening to them. when I walk and go to these different departments, they're like, no one's ever came by to talk to us like this. You know, first of all, why are you doing it? Why? Because I care. This is my city. This isn't a part-time job. This is a full-time job. And this isn't, you know, to put something on my resume. This is because I love my community I live in, and I love this city. And it's for the people, and it's not even for our generation. It's for our kids and our grandkids. We need to make this right. You know, it's changing right in front of us, and we're sitting there staring at it. So if people don't get out and vote for the right people, it's getting to be late, but it's going to be too late.
You're a business owner. Why is St. Louis City losing so many businesses to St. Charles County, St. Louis County, Jefferson County? Why won't businesses come here to the city? Why won't they stay?
I mean, the main thing is crime, you know, and the way they publicize the crime. And they should. It should be, everyone should know, especially people in my ward, like it's a secret if there's carjackings. Because they don't want people in Ward 2 to know there's violent crime happening in our ward. But they have no problem waking up every day saying there's three homicides that happened at St. Louis and Kings Highway, Soulard, a bunch of stuff happened. So how is it so easy just to say all that crime and violent crime happens, but you're afraid to say it in Ward 2? And that's what I would also say. I would let our constituents know exactly the crime that's happening because they need to be educated. These people that are breaking in cars that they're just letting, that they call nonviolent, and she will not be in kindergarten or will not prosecute them, they all are armed with guns. The cameras don't lie. They show them pointing guns at houses while the other one's going through the car, and then they have a follow car on all these videos, all these rings. So it's that's the stuff that's, you know, coming in our neighborhood that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and then as far as working with businesses, I mean, bringing jobs in, I mean, you know, that's not just a tax-based thing. That is a quality of life thing as well, and there's so many businesses, you just mentioned it, crime, they're saying they're out, but is there anything City Hall could do from a policy-wise perspective that would make St. Louis City more attractive to businesses either to stay here or to look at coming here? Because I'll be really honest, if I were a business owner and somebody said, hey, look at this building, move in St. Louis City, I'm probably not going to do it right now. What should City Hall change to make me go, yeah, that sounds like a good investment?
The thing that needs to change, or let's just say, since I'm running for alderman, the aldermen and women need to be out there on the streets. So my office, and I'm letting the people know in Ward 2, my office is the streets of Ward 2. I will pretty much say I'm going to walk the beat. Okay, I will leave City Hall, and then I address the concerns. But they should be held accountable. How many businesses did you talk to today outside the city that bring them back? All these vacant houses or buildings? How are you going to bring people to your ward? All the businesses that are there, how are you going to keep those businesses in your ward? And then how are you going to keep the residents from not leaving and bring people in? So if the leader's out there and he or she is showing the community that, hey, I'm out here with you. We're going to stand together and we could do right. People are going to end up staying. And then hopefully the other leaders either catch on or the people that we're in front of every day catch on. And then next time at the polls, they make the decision on who they want on those different levels of position down at the government.
Okay, Phil, you got a website, social media, anything like that?
Yes, sir. So I have a website. It's called Menendez4STL.com, MENEDEZSTL4FOR.com.
All right. Phil, good luck in the election coming up. How many people are on the ballot in your race?
There's three of us.
Okay, so people need to remember this is not a normal, the way that St. Louis does it is very different. They need to know to put number one, you know, as far as the voting, because remember, it's not just check one and walk away, unless they wanted to just make you number one, and then they could do
right.
That. But people need to remember that they can rank their candidates one through three, however they want to do it. But remember to how to vote, not just to show up and vote in the primary.
Right. And to make it easier, show up March 7th, vote Phil Menendez. Show up the first Tuesday in April, vote Phil Menendez.
All right, Phil, good chatting with you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.